This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Heading into the weekend, a week from today, I'm going to be at IANS, which is in Orlando, but as soon as IANS is done, I'm heading up to Minnesota, as they say, to see my hero and my dear friend, Diane Miller, with the United States Health Freedom Congress, our annual Congress, getting together the leaders from the health freedom movement from all over North America and sometimes all over the world. And that includes folks that are just curious and want to learn about it, and you all are welcome, too. And with that, we're going to crank up the Health Freedom this hour with Diane Miller. Diane, welcome back.
Hi, it's great to be here. I just absolutely love talking to you.
I am so excited to see you soon and to be with everybody. Again, the love of liberty that we share. And, of course, you know, as people, if they're new to the show and they don't know about Diane Miller because they're new to Health Freedom, why do I call her a hero as well as a friend? Because she, you know, is one of the first that really stepped it up on a state level to provide what's known now as safe harbor for holistic healthcare providers like homeopaths, herbalists, Reiki masters, things like that in Minnesota. And of course, the story goes back in the day when Governor Ventura was there in Minnesota as governor. I believe he was the first governor to actually sign such legislation that would allow all healers to kind of hang their shingle, and they couldn't lie about what they did, but they would also not be prosecuted and persecuted just because they did things that doctors didn't like or approve of. And of course, it seems like a lifetime ago at this point.
I know it does. It seems like a lifetime ago. We never thought we'd pass it, but we did, and now we're passing them in other states, and it's just so wonderful. I'm just so grateful for all of the leaders that I've met along this journey.
So how many states now have actually enacted something based on what you initially had done in Minnesota? Because obviously there's a growing consciousness shift on many things, including the issue of cannabis, which we could talk about. But specific to protecting holistic healers in states, how many states have now signed on to something similar?
Well, there's 10 states that have some type of safe harbor. They're not all like Minnesota. There's probably 7 that are, you know, the lengthier ones, and then 3 that are shorter versions. But there are 10 states that are addressing the safe harbor issue now, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's really a method to take out the healers from the jurisdiction of the state government, as long as they're not doing dangerous things and as long as they're telling people who they are and where they got their training. So we have 10 states, and we've got a number of states now that are going forward in the next legislative session, too.
Ooh, that's great news. Now, I saw a message that you posted about Florida, where I get to hang out a lot of the time, and you said that there might be efforts here, preliminary, beginning, I don't know what stage they might be, in establishing a kind of safe harbor provision in Florida.
Yeah, Florida is an unusual state. We tried to pass a health freedom bill with a group down in Florida maybe 7 years ago, and years are going by. We were unsuccessful. But we wanted to go forward again, and there was not a group that was strong enough in Tallahassee. You've got a state that's so unusual because your capital is way up in Tallahassee, and so you really need boots on the ground there to keep it moving. And I was just kind of asking on your group if there were people in Florida that were interested, because we certainly would love to support them in any way that we could from here.
Yeah, the problem I see, and I don't mean to bring up problems, is that the people who are into holistic living don't like to be anywhere near Tallahassee because it's a den of vipers. I've been there, and I had to bathe immediately when I left.
Well, I remember being in Tallahassee, and boy, that was an unusual experience for a Minnesotan.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent, I think, maybe 45 days there total, maybe 7 trips down there to work on the legislation in it. And I must say, Tallahassee is an incredibly unusual place. And I think it would take a strong team,
yes,
to move things in Tallahassee. But I think it would impact the whole of Florida. I mean, you've had cases there where naturopaths got shut down. And you know, I mean, the cases and the raids that you've had there are just, you know, like, sad to know that people can actually get shut down. And I remember one case where the Reiki people were shut down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument with the government attorney was that Reiki is a medical device because hands are really a medical device. Therefore, they should be massaged and they should be licensed. So it's a sad state, and
right,
Florida really needs, they really need health freedom.
We do. And in Japan, the hand is used like a knife, if you remember that commercial. It is silly. And the whole idea of licensure, and I wouldn't mind chatting with you a bit about that, because I've been an outspoken advocate in opposition to all licensure, because my perspective from historical reading as well as experience is that licensure is not a guarantee of let's say, expertise any more than it is of protecting the public from unlicensed or dangerous practitioners. Case in point, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did an expose. They kind of pulled the thread on a sweater, like it was a case of sexual misconduct among one particular doctor. And as they went through this investigation, they began to uncover that there was systemic abuse across the board that was being protected by the licenses or the licensing boards in the many states that this was occurring. And in fact, over half of the people, and we're talking, I think, like 1,600 different doctors, over half of them still had their licenses, and others could ask for reinstatement. So,
yeah.
And that's only one example of how licensure is not protecting the public, but protecting the economic interests of a monopoly practice.
Yes, I agree. I mean, if you look at the statistics on the state level, you'll notice that they might have one or two cases against a natural health person that they criminally charge, sometimes throwing them in jail. But if you look at the disciplinary actions on complaints for boundary crossings of doctors or boundary crossings of licensed people, like, you'll find 2,000, 3,000 a year, and nothing happens. They don't lose their license. And it's a pretty systemic problem. And then it's interesting to go to the capitals, and they'll, like in Minnesota, we had a massage licensing law try to get passed this year, and it comes back every year. And we always say we don't need a licensing law for massage and body work because we have the health freedom law, and our health freedom law doesn't let you harm anyone, and it makes you give out your disclosures. So the government can shut you down at any time if you make, you know, somebody hurt. And the argument was, you know, we want this licensure to make people safe. And that is just not a valid...
No.
It's an untrue statement, because actually a licensed person would have more protection than a safe harbor practitioner.
Right, would have more protection against those that they harmed, is the point. And
right.
licensure is, by perception, an elevation in status by those who want to be somehow exalted, you know, above others, in a sense, and create a protection for their particular practice. And they can start now pushing people out or limiting the number of those who want to do that kind of thing. So the free market is damaged or harmed or even destroyed by licensure in this case. And again, the end result of, if your goal is protecting the public, it's not necessary.
Right. If you're trying to license something that's not dangerous, like massage and body work, that is just ludicrous. There's no point in licensure other than the prestige of it and money market. So we're definitely opposing licensure for non-dangerous acts. I guess if you're talking about surgery or something like that and you want to have a particular type of education, government mandated, that's one thing, but certainly not things that are the natural healing arts.
Sure, and I want to bring up the license to kill. It's not 007. When we see the allopathic medical profession in total, it has been argued within the peer-reviewed literature that it could be considered the third leading cause of death, although I might put it up to the first leading cause of death because number one and two are often caused by number three.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so it is a very interesting conversation, and I think that Americans in general like to feel safe. They like to think that everybody's in charge, that the state government's in charge and the federal government's in charge, and they walk into Walmart and they get their vaccines thinking they're doing the right thing. And Americans are just they're just not mm-hmm. In general, I think we have a sense that someone else is in charge, and part of the health freedom movement is we have to be in charge to be healthy. And the other day I was thinking, you know, in order to be healthy, you need to be making decisions for yourself. And in order to have freedom, you need to be healthy. And it works both ways. You can't have one without the other. And I think in America, we've lost the concept that we have, that we need to make our own decisions about our health care. And so we find ourselves getting into crisis and getting sick and then going to someone else and saying, help me, please fix me. And so a lot of Americans are on maybe 3 to 10 drugs at the same time that have no studies about the conflict between those drugs. And they just assume that it's a normal process to get sick and die when you're 67 instead of when you're 97.
Right, and not on 10 different drugs either or more. By the way, we just covered a story about that polypharmacy that somebody was actually arguing that don't be afraid to put old people on lots of drugs. They need them, right? And one more thing about licensure, they license vaccines, don't they?
Yeah, they license acting. They're really not, they don't go through the same testing of FDA double-blind study prescription drugs mm-hmm. because they're considered a public health biologic, so they don't have the same rigor. And so they have a different set of standards for putting one out, which doesn't really provide for the safety of the public.
Well,
and they also don't have any studies on the interaction between them, and there's 69 doses by the time you're 18. So the vaccine industry is killing our nation, in my opinion. And I think that people have to really decide if they want a vaccine, if they don't want a vaccine, if they want to change the number, all that stuff. And, you know, that discussion is a heated discussion right now because Americans just assume the government knows best. And when they wake up and find that
it doesn't,
the government didn't know best, then they realize that the laws were changed and it took their freedoms away and that they don't have any choice, even if they wanted choice.
Diane, stand by. We got to take a break. Licensure, is it protecting the public? Exhibit A, vaccines. Look at the VAERS database. Look at the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the $3 billion paid out. I rest my case. I'll be right back with more of Diane Miller after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the United States Health Freedom Congress all about? Well, I think on some level to reverse the wussification of Americans. Or, you know, like you said, we've got to stand up and defend our health. We can't look, turn it over to the experts. Oh, it's licensed. The FDA said the fear. Yeah, come on. Right? The origin of this organic American Republic was rooted in individual liberty. We would take care of ourselves, and if we wanted to choose to seek out help, we would choose that because we wanted to choose it, and we can talk to other people about it. There are other ways that we can be protected beside relying on a federal bureaucracy in reclaimed swampland in the district of, well, I hesitate to say criminals, but I don't, D.C. So, Diane, again, thanks so much for helping us out each and every, not just every year when we do this, but obviously on an ongoing basis and rallying the troops together. We've got so much to do.
Thank you for your work getting the voice out, because without your voice, ability to talk to people about this, it wouldn't be happening. I think that the Congress, we initiated the Congress out of National Health Freedom Coalition because there were so many leaders working on special issues. So we have the GMO issue of labeling toxic GMOs in the foods. We have the vaccine choice issues where parents wanted to make sure to protect their choice. We have parental rights in terms of child protection and the rights of parents. And we have the fluoride and the mercury toxins and the geoengineering. And so there were a lot of leaders working on special issues, but maybe didn't even had never met each other or didn't know each other. And my work in terms of health freedom, coming from the background I was, is that all of these things were impacting everyone, and that I wanted these leaders to know each other, to work with each other, to collaborate, mm-hmm. and to really get into the higher level of talking about health and freedom and the relationship between them, because all of these things are weakening our nation. They're weakening the ability to respect laws and understand what they're for, and they weaken our nation by making people unhealthy. Mm. So we become a dependent, weak nation, and we'll end up being like an inner city problem area, and other countries will be strong and healthy, and we will have lost our vitality because our choices are not there and our health are not there.
And it's a self-defeating scenario. It's defeated from within. It wasn't an enemy that came in from abroad and attacked and destroyed us. I mean, we could argue that the multinationals, the Monsantos of the world have contributed, but we have laid down and allowed it to happen, as you said, by saying, oh, the experts will take care of us. The government would never allow something that would be harmful to us. That kind of mindset has devastated us and our posterity if we don't make a switch at this moment in time.
Right. And I really wanted to be in the conversation with leaders of, above and beyond the issue that you're in, what about the health freedom issue overall, the umbrella issue, and how can your issue enhance the health freedom conversation to bring freedom back in general, and how can we support each other in our organizations? So this year, in Northfield, Minnesota, where the Congress is going to convene for the first time right in Northfield. We've had 10 years of Congresses, and this year we have a new location in Northfield at St. Olaf College. We're going to try that out for a summer convening. And we have 30 organizations coming together in a circle going to talk about health freedom and how their organization is working for health freedom, but also open to the public. And after that circle convenes for a couple hours, then we'll open it up to open space small group dialogues and sessions for 2 days. And all of the public and the leaders will work together to think of and articulate priorities for how to empower the citizenry to see the value of freedom and the value of health together, and how to get all of us kind of awake so that we can protect our freedoms and thus protect our health on all these issues.
All right, folks, there's a limited space available, I suppose. We're getting close to the Congress next week. It's the 31st of July. We're going to get together in fellowship in the 1st and 2nd of August, two intense days of health freedom. And you can rub elbows with some of my heroes as well and my friends and participate, even as non-voting members. You can then join in and learn and then take part in the open space as well. So we've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Diane Miller, my special guest. We'll talk a little bit more about the Congress and how you can participate next, as well as what's going on in California with SB 277. Was this the shot, no pun intended, heard around the world in terms of waking up moms and dads across this land to stop vaccine tyranny? Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores in a 6-week program. Within 2 weeks, within 2 weeks, Robert. The first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Rock
in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As I head to Ohio for the weekend at the Natural Products Association, MAHO, the Midwest Conference, we are here letting loose on health, freedom, and healing liberty with Diane Miller and, of course, the United States Health Freedom Congress. You can go to healthfreedomcongress.com. It's linked up in the show notes. You're going to see the program listed, including the keynote speaker, Ronnie Cummins, and he's with the Organic Consumers Association. He's awesome. It's going to be so good. We've got the team from Vaxxed, from Cover Up to Catastrophe, and that includes Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Polly Tommy, and Dell Bigtree. They're going to be there. We're going to be presenting the screening, Q&A as well. Those are just tip of the iceberg of what's going on there, Diana. Are you sure there are other spaces left available if last-minute people want to come in and join us?
Yes, they can register. They're actually doing the final counts for meals and lodging right now, but the really unusual and nice thing about this summer is that you can actually stay for very cheap at the dorms, and the registration for dorm lodging is right on our website. So we're going to have fun. It's going to be all organic food. Ronnie Cummins in the Organic Consumers Association is remarkable. He's been tracking the Dark Act and notifying all of us. We're grieving the Dark Act, but we're not standing down. We're going to have to turn that around somehow. And so it'll be interesting to see what he has to say now for all of us as we move forward on the GMO issues.
Remember, the Monsanto president has done exactly as he has been asked by those that supported him and funded him. So don't be surprised, again, you know, who you select. On one level, it matters. On another level, the bureaucratic oligarchy does what it wants, too. So I have a two-track mind, Diane. You know, somebody says, I have a one-track mind. You know, get your mind out of there. No. Two tracks when it comes to the political and maybe A or non-political solutions. You know, on one level, we have a cancerous beast in the oligarchy. And as we've descended into that in the 20th century, a number of things that have occurred to get us to this point. I've talked and written about the Flexner Report of 1910, how it resulted in Obamacare in 2010, 100 years later, mandated participation in an allopathic medical monopoly. We look to, of course, the voting booth and say, hey, this is the way we can change it. And it's not like I overtly dissuade people from participating that way, but I also recognize the limitations of that and also how our energy and vote is used against us because it legitimizes in what I perceive to be illegitimate government in many ways that violates the Constitution every single day. And I know you understand that, too. There's the concept of working within the system, but there's also the concept of letting the system crumble and establishing a new one that's more filled with integrity and liberty.
Right. Well, I was just writing a little article today because I was just very upset about the Dark Act passing, because what it says to me is that congressmen and senators do not understand the importance of states' rights, states' laws. When they make a federal law that says they're taking away the state's rights to let the people of their state know that there's toxic chemicals in their food, they just took the state's rights away. Now, that's a blow to the United States of America. That's not a blow just to GMOs. And so if Americans can start understanding that the federal government is taking states' rights away on a lot of different levels, and coming down with mandates. I think if we don't get a handle on that, then we will not survive as a representative government.
Right.
And I think that's where I'm at.
No, I'm with you.
This was a blow to the states' rights. This was a blow to the United States of America.
It is, and yet, we see evidence that the pushback on the feds, even when they do these what I consider unconstitutional preemptions of states' rights, as we describe it in terms of the 10th Amendment in particular, 9th as well, but you know, those powers not specifically granted, enumerated to the federal government, belong or are reserved to the states or the people respectively, we have the pushback, the ability of states and local activities to push back on these things, and we've seen that with cannabis in particular, where we've got 26 states in the District of Columbia and more to come have nullified federal edicts against or the banning of this plant or the utilization of it, and there are other there's evidence in other areas that this works, and I think that's one of the things that if there is to be a sort of within the system solution, It's going to have to be on the state level because the feds have absolutely lost it with the passage of the DARK Act, and I expect Obama to sign it into law without question.
Right. I don't know how the path is going to look for the future to get the labeling potential back on the state level. But, cannabis is different in terms of it was a controlled substance. But this is, we're talking food. We're not talking controlled substance. And so a labeling law is a very different law than a controlled substance law. So it'll be an interesting legal conversation to have about how to turn around
right.
the devastation that happened in the DARK Act on states' rights, and I would just have to do it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And the thing is, the pushback it exists, and has been an argument since the beginning, the dawning, the ratification of the Constitution. A lot of it was, it was... Basically, the reason it got ratified in many cases is because the states felt still superior to the federal government. That switched around historically. We could talk about the Civil War, things like that. But the reality is the Declaration of Independence was not overturned. And so I look to say, you know what, the ultimate linchpin that the states and the people have is that the threat to leave. The threat of secession, ultimately. These are things that are going to be more and more part of the discussion, even though others will say, well, that's a racist thing to do, or that's a anything they can do to derail open discussion of the politics and the history here and how this was established as a nation that had the several states coming together to put limited, specific powers to a federal bureaucracy that they wanted, again, to remain pretty much small. Unless you're Alexander Hamilton, he argued for stronger centralized bureaucracies. That's interesting, too, the historical perspective there.
Right. Well, I think the one thing that jeopardizes us is the health of our nation. I mean, when you think about the numbers of neurotoxin damaged people in the nation,
yeah.
how to turn a nation around when the people of the nation are sick. They can't. A lot of people are not able to travel. They're not able to deal with regular life because they're so sick. They're so weak.
Yes.
And I don't think we understand that the actual population might not have enough healthy, vital people mm-hmm. to turn this around. And I think the corporations know that. They count on that.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, the thing is, if you can weaken the vitality of a nation, again, you don't have to have a standing army to come in or an invading army. You just walk in and push them over with a slight breeze or a fingertip, and it's
right.
done.
And then I think that's what happened in California. I do think that the SB 277, where they passed a law taking the parents' rights away to decline vaccines at the threat of not letting your kids go to school or daycare. So instead of saying, you have to vaccinate your kids, period. They said they didn't want to do that one because they thought that would get struck down constitutionally. So then they just said, you can't have school or you can't have daycare. And so I think what happens is that they left the amendment in for homeschooling. There'll be homeschoolers that don't get vaccinated that'll start eating well and stuff like that. But then they'll have this whole population of kids in the public school that then they'll have 50% of the class will be damaged, injured children, and they'll have a weakening population in the public system, and the survivors will be in small numbers in the homeschool district. They don't really care. So there's some survivors, but we have this huge population of people that are going to be impacted by toxins, whether it's GMOs or whether it's arrow spraying or
right.
whether it's vaccines.
Diane, the short-sightedness of the so-called elite establishment on this is that if you have 50% of the public damage, you have a completely dysfunctional system and it crumbles. There's not enough money in the world to take care of the autistic children that are going to grow up to become a dependent adults, especially as their parents pass away, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing left. And so you
right.
have the complete destruction of an entire country with pockets of health and vitality,
right.
Looking to recreate a new civilization, if whatever we can call that at that point.
Right. And I just listened to the hearing today, a California hearing, and the vaccine choice people were giving a presentation at a government hearing. And the people, there was one person, a person that was on the committee, the California bureaucrat, and they showed on the thing her conflict of interest, with patents and people on her board and stuff like that. And so they weren't, as much as there's truth to be said that we need to preserve the choice in our health, there are people in power that have conflicts of interest that don't care. I mean, they think of themselves as doing good for everybody and not letting other people make their choices, or they just don't care. I mean, I hate to think about people being malicious in their wanting everybody to die in the world, but so I think of them more as extremely ignorant in terms of how communities organically stay healthy.
Oh yeah, they're true believers in a pharmaceutical construct, and they're true believers in Pasteur's germ theory, which again, woefully lacking is the education. If we talk about indoctrination within the public government sector of schools, and even the privates that have bought into this, is that there's no real training on how health happens and how disease occurs, other than to be scared of pathogens, of bacteria, viruses, fungal species, and of course those are the result of disease, they're not the true cause. But when we have a complete wholesale ignorance, purposefully driven, I believe, by a pharmaceutical construct, again, we have a state religion in violation of the First Amendment. We call it the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. The vaccine division is another sacrament in that church, in their dogma. And, you know, we got to be really crafty about how we combat this thing. And we got to have many fronts, not just the voting booth front. There's a lot more to it than that. And Diane Miller, God bless you, my friend, for being out there, being here with me and getting together at the United States Health Freedom Congress to put those things out there.
Yeah, well, I'm just so glad to be in the conversation. I mean, I really want people to understand that freedom to choose your health path is part of being healthy.
You got that right. Diane, we're out of time. My goodness, we're going to see you next week. Everybody, sign up if you can make it there. Come to Northfield, Minnesota, St. Olaf College. Very inexpensive to attend. And, you know, the college is hosting us. And, of course, organic food so I can eat. Hooray!
Yes.
Diane,
yes.
Love you dearly. And I can't wait to see you. And I hope everybody's gearing up for the excitement and bringing that health freedom back together again.
Great. Travel safe.
All right. Back with Super Don to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, hello, Ohio. We got lots of stuff happening this weekend at the NPA Maho event. I'm looking forward to being with all my friends in the Natural Products Association, the retailers, and a lot of the suppliers as well. A special shout-out and thanks to Sovereign Silver for their support of our immune system and our health, well, sovereignty. Let's just call it what it is. Now, we've got upcoming events in the show notes. Again, next week, we got the IANS Conference, International Association for Near-Death Studies. Hope to see you all in Orlando for that. And then afterwards, just as you heard from Diane Miller, United States Health Freedom Congress, and there's just so much more. Just check it out. In the Constitution class, very excited. Please, there's an Eventbrite. You can sign up. You can pay by PayPal or however and get plugged in before it sells out, August 13th and 14th. At the Lakeside Inn, the oldest continuously operating hotel in the state of Florida, is hosting, and you will be richly rewarded for attending. There's going to be bonus stuff I can't even tell you. It's going to be happening. So take the time to spend the weekend with us. It's going to be awesome. Now, one thing we will not be doing, Super Don, when we're together for the Constitution class, is playing Pokemon Go. I know you're surprised and disappointed, but we're not going to do it.
Who's we?
The people in Bosnia who are playing this game, apparently. This is getting very dangerous. We talked about the concern domestically of playing and you know, invading people's property and getting harmed, injured, shot, whatever, because they think, oh, you're a robber or an invader, and you're just playing an online game that is, you know, virtual reality of some kind. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. In Bosnia, thanks to the then President Bill Clinton, there are landmines.
That's right. And it's so bizarre because, I mean, listen, the media is inundated with all of these Pokemon stories right now, people walking off cliffs and getting stuck in trees and locked into cemeteries and, you know, dangerous places in zoos. But, you know, that's mild compared to playing Pokemon Go, apparently, in Bosnia, because you literally could be wandering around trying to catch Pikachu and step on a landmine and blow yourself to bits.
Yeah. Unexploded ordnances left over from the 1990s conflict, as they call it, in that region. And I'm just telling you, this is the mainstream networks, right? The morning shows, they're all just going out and playing Pokemon. Here's how you do it, right? Trying to teach the old people how to do it as if they need to do that. It's like, you know, you don't have enough excitement in life that you've got to chase imaginary cartoon figures coming out of Japan originally. I mean, I guess this is payback for, I don't know, what have we done to them? Godzilla? That even came from Japan. So how is that our problem, right? What did we do? Just think.
Well, I don't know. And yeah, listen, there are a lot of people that are up in arms, you know, about Pokemon, and they've got bad things. I saw a video the other day of some pastor saying that Pokemon is evil and demonic and causes you to become possessed. So a lot of people have some really strong opinions about it. I retreat back to, you know, position that, look, it's just a game, it's a fad, it'll be over. It'd be no different than moms and dads beating each other up trying to get into the store to get the Cabbage Patch doll.
Yeah, I don't know, except that the if you care about privacy, which I know most people don't anymore, that game tracks everything, everywhere you've been. I mean, who knows what the back end of this does with Google and CIA. I don't know, but I'm suspicious of it beyond just the mindless drones that are playing this gaming now.
Look, I get that. I get that. I totally do. But personally, whatever. Oh, the CIA figured out I went to Walmart. Okay, fine.
No, I know you think you're not interesting, but somebody, you know, you are interesting. And we need to know what Super Don's doing at all times. Keep tabs on that guy. You never know when he puts an audio clip out that's going to change the world, right?
My life would just bore the CIA to tears, man.
Yeah. But this, I mean, look at the in New Zealand, this guy, Tom Curry, whoever he is, he's in the article, he quit his job as a barista and bartender. Okay, granted, you know, that's a job you could get again, but why did he quit? Well, he wanted to travel around and try to catch all 250 Pokemons.
You know what, though? Listen, here's the thing. If a guy has an ability to do that, I don't care if he wants to go catch Pokemon, if he wants to go check out all the cool beaches, if he wants to go write a book, if he, whatever. You know, we live in a country where people have the right to pursue whatever, you know,
But that's New Zealand. That's Middle Earth. You don't get that same right there, I don't think.
Well, I think New Zealand's kind of free, too, aren't they?
Okay. Well, when I was in New Zealand, I searched out dolphins in the wild, and I swam with one. So I think that I'm going to take cool points away from anybody that plays Pokemon in New Zealand for that. I'm just saying.
He's searching for Pikachu in the wild.
Yeah, Pikachu in the wild. Oh, my. No, you can't swim with Pikachu. Your phone will break. All right, folks, that's it for today. I got Ohio this weekend. Hope to see you all there. And thank you, my friends. Thank you, Diane Miller. Thank you to Captain Morgan. Thank you as well, of course, to the Doc of Detox. And all that unconditional love, the power to heal, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.